It's part of a first-in-the-nation program. Students from Cal Lutheran in Thousand Oaks are serving low-income and immigrant populations throughout Ventura County as the university's first AmeriCorps Civic Action Fellows. Cynthia Duarte is the director of the AmeriCorps Fellows Program at Cal Lutheran.
AmeriCorps was started in the 90s under the Clinton administration as sort of a national Peace Corps type of program where students are either before college or after college, would spend 2 years in service to a community with a variety of different topics and initiatives around the country. What's really unique about the program we have is it's usually not a college-based program. It's usually something you do before or you do after for a couple of years. This is a program that is embedded within the student's curriculum. And so we think about it in some way sort of like a local study abroad in that it's rigorous. It's sort of all-encompassing. The work is extensive. So students are in their college years, and there's a curriculum component, so they have some academics they have to complete. And then they have a internship in the local community, and they spend about 25 hours a week in that internship for about 20 weeks, so a little bit longer than the spring semester.
The students will receive up to $7,900 in funding from the state and federal governments. But student Katia Ayala says it's more about the rewards she's experiencing in helping the community. Katia is serving with the Mixteco Indigenous Community Organizing Project in Oxnard.
Since everything's online this year and part of last year, it's been more inclusive than I ever could have imagined. We're getting students from different counties, even different states, interested in the resources that MICOP provides. For me specifically, I am part of the Tekyo Youth Group. And what Tekyo does is provides like a space for high school students to like ask their adolescent questions. Like right now we're doing a health section during our weekly meetings, and they're learning about how to stay safe with COVID. And because Valentine's Day is coming up, we're going to work on how to keep up healthy relationships, not only just like romantic relationships, but familial and friendships. What we're really trying to do is encourage them to go beyond the stereotypes that have surrounded them. One of the students just told us that she got accepted into one of the universities in our area, so that's very exciting. Like for many Indigenous people, the stereotype is that they're only field workers, but we're trying to show them that, no, you can be a university student, you can be a lawmaker. You don't have to confine to that one stereotype. For me personally, it's just so encouraging to see people that look like me and come from my community doing, sorry, I'm like tearing up. As you can see, it's very personal to me. Because it shows that, we're people too, and that we can also aspire to go beyond what's expected of us. And personally, that shows that the help that I'm doing, the help that other people within the organization I'm doing isn't in vain. It's actually providing what we're seeking to provide.
Cal Lutheran is the parent of KCLU. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.